In studio with Charlie and Denise and Pat, and in the home studio of Art Lewis. I hope I'm not interrupting you this morning, Art Lewis.
No, not at all.
I know you're very busy.
Yes, absolutely.
I know that you are doing your heavy research. I know that you're going through all of the analysis, the comments from the experts, whatever it takes in order to get your bracket filled out. I know.
Dream on.
It is that time. The NCAA basketball tournament, as much as it's going on for the women and men, the men's tournament seems to have that bracket, I don't know, attention, shall we say.
Yes.
March Madness and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Although I will say, I think with the on the women's side, though, I think it has, from where it was, maybe you could say in the 80s and 90s, I do think that it's also gaining big time.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And now you just don't have UConn.
Yeah,
in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Now you've got some other teams that actually are good, too.
Oh, yeah. I think certainly there's
that helps
popular and attention paid. It just seems that.
But yeah, but on the men's side.
When,
yes.
when it comes to filling out brackets
and the money and all that, that's where it goes.
Don't know if I've ever heard about filling out the women's basketball bracket.
Yeah.
I'm sure some do.
Yeah, they do. They do.
At what point, after how many games, will your bracket have been destroyed?
Probably by 2:30 today.
I am holding my hand. Pat Johnston has filled out a bracket, and actually, we have put a copy of it on the Morning Team Show page.
Don't copy it.
So,
and blame me,
because I'm sure you have done such research and have watched all these teams involved in the tournament play games. And
oh,
so
yeah, all 64, yes.
Your expertise, bar none, is...
Break down their defensive tendencies and...
you know, he's got all the reserve players memorized.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's got the deep bench.
And, right. Who's lethal behind the three-point arc, who's not.
Now I'll just say for me about paying attention and my ability to fill out a bracket, my first team I was going to fill out was North Carolina.
And, well, they're not there.
Oops. My bracket's already busted before I even fill it out.
Well, usually North Carolina is there.
Yeah,
so
they
that's
are.
Kind of a...
Usually
they are.
They're usually, but they're not this
not
year.
Strange year. No North Carolina, no Michigan.
Michigan, no. So it was tougher to fill out. Just put Michigan State at the top of all of it.
That's right. Well, there you go. Right. I wouldn't do that, though.
As an alum of Michigan State, I understand your affiliation, Denise.
Yeah. Also, I saw former President Barack Obama, who still does a bracket every year.
Yeah, he does.
He released his bracket the other day. He has Michigan State reaching the Elite Eight.
Really?
He does.
Wow.
He has going pretty far. Yeah.
All right.
He believes in the power of his O.
Well, and I did see something this morning that this is like a record year for Izzo, too.
Yeah, that's right. The 25th. Straight
and
time he's made the tournament.
It would be interesting, considering all the inconsistencies they had this year, if they actually did make it that far or farther.
I think that's the problem. You know, which team? Although in the tournament time, you know, Tom Izzo always seems to get the Spartans.
I mean, there's no doubt. I wouldn't vote against Tom Izzo. I mean, that's just me. Mm. But I think this team has not been up to par compared to what past MSU teams have been.
Correct. But still, I don't think there are many coaches out there who say, yeah, I would love to face a Tom Izzo coach team.
No, I agree. Yeah.
So
if
I were to ask, do you have any special upsets that you are, because you know the upsets are going to happen, so you have to choose an upset if you want your bracket to stay intact.
They're in there a little bit. I don't have them going very, very far. I don't think so. I think I have like VCU and teams like that winning some first round games when you have like 5 against 12, right? And those 8 and 9 seed games, I don't know, that's a coin toss always for me. So I can never tell exactly where to go with that one. But I believe, I filled this out yesterday, Charlie, I think I have 3 number 2 seeds reaching the Final Four. Is that correct? I think so, or something like that. So I don't believe that I have some number 1 seeds not making it. I know that.
Yeah. Because you have in your Final Four Arizona, number 2 seed.
Yep.
Marquette, a number 2
number
seed.
Number 2 seed, yep.
UCLA, a number 2 seed.
Yep.
And Texas. which is,
I think they're a
number
two
seed. Yeah, you have four. All of them are two seeds.
All four. Yeah.
Ooh, so no number one seeds from past bracket.
And who won?
A piece of friendly advice, Pat.
Yes.
Stay away from FanDuel on this one.
Well, funny you ask, because I was going to ask if you have placed one of your famous dollar bets on any.
Well, here's one thing. If I bet Michigan State, if I bet $1 on Michigan State, I could win $65 if they win it all.
Hey, that's not a for a buck to win $65.
Yeah, why not? Throw it on there.
You have Michigan State winning its first game against USC.
Yes.
But falling in against Marquette in the second game.
I do.
Hey, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
If you put a buck on Michigan State, you win $65.
That is correct.
So if you put a dollar on every team, would you win $65 and you'd end up with $1 plus because there's only 64 teams?
No.
I just thought I'd ask.
They're not one of the favorites, so that's why $65.
I see. Right. Yes, I got you.
For instance, if I threw $1 on Purdue, I'd only get $12. If they win it all. And who do I have winning it all again, Charlie?
Well, again, your final four, you got Arizona and Marquette. That's in one side of the bracket, and Texas and UCLA in the other. Then you'd have Texas and Arizona facing off in the national championship game. And Pat predicts on April 3rd,
Texas,
Arizona.
Okay. Oh, see, we'll be the winner. Destroyed his bracket already.
Yeah, that's right. And it's all because they had a really good showing against UCLA in the Pac-12 tournament and beat UCLA. So I'm going to stick with the hot hand and say Arizona's going to go all the way.
That's that's the worst thing you can do in a bracket.
I know.
Use logic.
Yeah. I agree.
I have the evidence here. We will post it in the studio, and we will follow along and find out how Pat does with his bracket.
Real quick, on FanDuel, the team they have at the very bottom is Princeton. If I throw $1 on Princeton, I would win $500.
Hey. I'll give you 50 cents of that.
All the way. Yes.
Yeah. I've got a quarter.
Well, I'll kick in a quarter. You know, don't. That's, hey, what the heck.